Watchdog, IRS has spent $10 million on guns, ammo, and military-style equipment since 2020. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 4, 2023. The IRS has spent $10 million on firearms, ammunition, and military-style gear since 2020. The New York Post said on May 2, citing an Open the Books report. Open the Books specified some of the purchases the IRS has made since 2020. $2.3 million on duty ammunition. $1.2 million on ballistic shields. Plus another $1.3 million on various other gear for criminal investigation agents, very non-transparent description. $474,000 on Smith & Wesson rifles. $467,000 on duty tactical lighting. $463,000 on Beretta 1301 tactical shotguns. $354,000 on tactical gear bags. $267,000 on ballistic helmets. $243,000 on body armor vests. The agency also purchased 3,000 units of optics-compatible tactical holsters for weapons with optical sights and weapons lighting systems. Open the Books shows the agency has spent a total of $35.2 million on guns, ammo, and gear since 2006. On August 10, 2022, Breitbart News reported that an IRS job listing for criminal investigation special agents stressed that applicants must carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force in order to carry out their duties. On April 27, 2023, Breitbart News noted the IRS was hiring armed agents to fill vacancies in all 50 states. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.